what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Two, Gonzaga goes down on the hardwoods. Titans and Packers tonight in the NFL. PGA Tour heads to Sea Island. Mason Trotter retires from Clemson football, and the ACC will recognize Virginia this weekend. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. To have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, November the 17th, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Shiloh joins us at 8:05. We'll talk to TigerIllustrated.com's man that knows more about it than anybody else in Clemson football recruiting. We'll get Paul's thoughts on the upcoming weekend and unofficial and official visits and the rest of the board and some pending commitment announcements. Paul will do that with us at 8:05 this morning. We're going to get into the college football world tonight. You have a ranked team in action. Rare Thursday night ranked team in action. But when the schedule was announced, I bet you didn't think that Tulane would be the one ranked instead of SMU. SMU 6-4 tonight. Tulane ranked 21st in the country at 8-2. The Green Wave, my Green Wave, 3.5-point favorites. ESPN 7:30. In case you didn't watch Maction last night. Eastern Michigan went to Kent State. 131-24 to improve to 7-4. Kent State falls to 4-7. Miami of Ohio went to Northern Illinois, 129-23. Miami of Ohio 5-6 now. Northern Illinois 3-8. And Western Michigan went to Central Michigan and got an exciting 12-10 win at Kelly Short Stadium in beautiful Mount Pleasant, Michigan. 4-7 both those teams now. So three road wins last night for the MAC teams. Besides tonight's SMU and Tulane game tomorrow night, Jeff Scottless, South Florida to Tulsa. That's the Philpott game. We'll get him tomorrow morning from Chick-fil-A in San Diego State, New Mexico. And then it's an interesting week in college football, including Oklahoma State, including UCLA and Southern Cal. We'll talk much more about those games coming up. Obviously, Clemson and Miami, something we're going to discuss today as well. College basketball, major, not a major upset. But 11th-ranked Texas beat 2nd-ranked Gonzaga. I guess the major part of it was how they did it. 19-point win, 93-74 win over the Zags. 3rd-ranked Houston beat Texas Southern 83-48. 9th-ranked Arkansas down South Dakota State 71-56. 20th-ranked Michigan went to Pittsburgh and got a 91-60 win, and 22nd ranked Tennessee by 31 over Florida Gulf Coast, 81-50 there. In the Atlantic Coast Conference, Notre Dame at home beat Southern Indiana 82-70. Clemson and Bellarmine coming up this Friday night from Little John Coliseum. We have NFL tonight for the NFL folks, including Morgan Thomas. On Prime Video, 8:15, the 6-3 Titans, the 4-6 Packers. Packers, though, a 3-point favorite kicking off week 11 in the NFL. PGA Tour heads to beautiful Sea Island. If you've never been to Sea Island, go. It is one of the most beautiful places on the East Coast. I would take my credit card with me, though, because it's one of the most expensive places on the East Coast. You're going to love Sea Island. Check all that stuff out for sure. Justin Verlander wins his third Cy Young. Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins won the National League Cy Young. Interestingly enough, both awards unanimous. Verlander coming back from Tommy John surgery to do that amazing year he had, but both those unanimous. Pretty cool stuff there. We do find out a lot about Clemson football yesterday. Mason Trotter is done now. He has a back injury. He was sitting out this season for unspecified reasons, undisclosed reasons, but he will retire from football now due to that injury. The good news there is Will Putnam will come back and be the Clemson center again next year. He could have graduated and moved on, but he's going to come back next year. Dabo Swinney, after practice last night, said that Trenton Simpson and Bo Collins are day to day. So we'll look at that and see what that looks like moving forward. So a little Clemson injury news and notes for you there. And then finally, all ACC schools are going to honor Virginia this weekend. The ACC schools will wear Virginia helmet decals on the back of their helmets. There will be a moment of silence observed at all of the ACC home football games this weekend. And they'll have other logo stuff, Virginia Strong stuff there on scoreboards throughout the Atlantic Coast Conference. Touch of class there. I spent right at 30 minutes last night watching the AD and Tony Elliott's press conference. And I'm going to tell you, man, it was a tearjerker. It was emotional. And you just couldn't imagine having to lead these young people the way they are through stuff that no human being should ever have to go through. But it was man, it tugged at your heartstrings. And we'll all be Virginia fans moving forward here for a bit. And, that, you know, the game this weekend with Coastal Carolina is canceled. No word yet on the in-state rivalry with Virginia Tech next week. All other athletic events are going on. They've got a lot of postseason play going on at Virginia, counseling going on all over their campus, learning more details of what happened, and then still praying for the one victim still in the hospital and fighting for his life too. But just thoughts and prayers go out to what's going on in Charlottesville. And if you've not watched, if you have 30 minutes, and if you want to learn more about who Tony Elliott is, watch the 30-minute press conference. I've been around Tony for a long, long, long time. I've never seen him look like he looked. The look in his eyes, I've never seen his eyes look like that. And to hear the words come out that you pray that never have to come out before. I was reminded, you know, about C.J. Fuller and about Tyshawn Dye. As a running backs coach, he had to deal with tragedy here at Clemson. But those guys were former players still. It doesn't make it any better, but just crazy what he's having to do there. So certainly thoughts and prayers continue to go out to the entire community there in Virginia. We're going to get into today the FPI paths to the college football playoffs for the team still remaining in that. I'm going to talk a little Roy McIlroy and Greg Norman today. Some interesting quotes there. I'm going to go over Miami's season and their personnel, what they do and what's gone wrong there for them as well. And then we'll ask that age-old question, can you pull for the Gamecocks this weekend? The producer of every single Thursday show, the host of the aptly named Morgan Thomas Show. MTA1F1 Morgan Thomas. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Mickey.
Man, what do you think? You got this is your new show, your new studios, your new worldwide headquarters.
This is a beautiful studio. Yeah. I feel like I am the last person that's an on-air talent to see the studio.
Yeah, nice. Huh?
And spacious.
We don't lack for room.
Don't lack for room. I'm got a new keyboard. It's always good. These aren't sticking as bad anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
and the mouse is clicking efficiently.
I'm trying to talk to the general manager and upper management.
Did we ever meet that guy?
The general manager?
Yeah.
A few hundred times. Great guy, by the way. So I say that on the year for brown nose purposes only. No, I'm trying to talk him into, since we have so much room here, ping pong tables.
Okay, yeah.
Pool tables.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor basketball hoop.
Must.
And most importantly, golf simulator.
Ooh. Would we forget to get on the air?
Dan Patrick has it at his house. He has all this.
I know a guy.
I mean, golf simulator, we're talking about 30 grand. Get the thing done. And, or if you're a company out there, you can donate. Well, we give some great sponsorship stuff here. That's what we need, man. We have room. Let's do it. Let's knock it out.
We can do it.
Play Pebble Beach at the top of the hour break.
I think we should.
Get the thing done. How's Morgan Thomas's life?
He's doing great. The drive now is, instead of an hour, it's about 35 minutes or so.
That's crazy. You had an hour drive.
Yeah, you know I'm dedicated. You know, I really appreciate, really, to be honest with you, all jokes aside, I mean, I told Kwok this yesterday when I came in. This studio is so nice. It's great to have been in the old studio to see, you know, the difference and to be able to actually enjoy, you know, as we tell it, Clemson fans, you think about the past to enjoy your current present. And that's how I feel about this studio. I'm so thankful for you all who have been a part of my life on the radio for all these years, now getting to be in a studio that's this nice.
You know what it feels like? Like when you're in college, you move around so much. I'm sure with your different bases that you were you know, going through, or different places you were stationed or whatever, and you're there for a while, it takes a while for it to feel like home. Like the other studio felt like home. And oh, by the way, we didn't have a very good office space, but I thought our studios were fine.
Yeah.
These are way above like anything anybody would ever need to broadcast anything ever. You would put the leader of the whole free world here and be comfortable broadcasting here. But these are fine. Texas said Mickey wants to have Dabo land there. Yes, bowling alley.
Oh, we could slide into the studio.
Well, Mrs. Pac-Man over there.
That's what we need.
Galaga.
We at least need a slide.
Yes. I don't know. We were sliding from the attic down because we're in one story.
Yeah, there's
yes.
really not an upper deck. Second floor.
If we need anything, we need a golf simulator.
Right? Yeah, I do feel like, how do we get that done? That's the question, you know. Do we have to sell hot dogs and bake sale? How do we get this golf simulator?
I don't know. I don't. I would say that the brown nosing aspect of our career is kicking in high gear, and get that done for sure.
I want to make sure the simulator has Sea Island, because I'm looking at photos of this.
Have you ever been?
I have not, but it...
Take your wife.
It's amazing.
It is... Now, to be fair, there are places on the East Coast that you are too exclusive for you to get in, and you can't get in at all. But as far as having public access to, you and your wife can book rooms there, book golf there, book dining and all that there, and it is... unbelievable. It is immaculate. You would love Sea Island, Georgia. And I have friends that live there and absolutely love it. You love it for sure. What are we going to do segment two this morning?
Well, I wanted to give you my recap of the game because, by the way, MT did go to the game.
I love it. I think I am responsible. I shamed you into it.
You did.
But I want to know.
Text line shame me.
I want to know about, because you texted me about parking. I want to know about that. I want to know about how your daughter enjoyed it. About the game itself.
Yeah, good times.
And about just how much peer pressure you received to go do this.
A lot, and I look forward to it. And I have a great story about some people that I met during the game. So,
yeah.
Big-time fans, so a lot to talk about. A little bit of Formula One. It's the last race of the season.
This is it.
What's at stake? What's at stake would be second place is tied right now. Charles Leclerc, my guy.
Yeah.
Charles, if you are from America. And Sergio Perez are both tied with 290 points. So whoever is ahead will win. And it was pretty controversial last weekend within his own team. And I'll kind of give you some insight on that.
Looking forward to hearing that coming up with Morgan Thomas in a short time here after a short break. my friends over at Trail are a company that can deliver their contract. They build, and they have several different delivery methods. Their preferred is the design build that they do, but there's also other ways they can get that to you, including if you're already working with your current architect. They will exceed your expectations. Your building will be done on time and on budget, but it's going to be about relationships. And I love just telling you what other people are saying. This is from Richard Hubble from the Cliffs. Being open and honest without concern of reprisal or reprimand is the most productive means of managing projects. It is much better to have everyone involved working on any issues that do come up. With Trail, I felt like I always got the most qualified and professional site superintendents, project managers, and estimators on my projects. There is no question that we were all on the same team with the same goals. Tell me that always happens in construction. It doesn't. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. It is my great friends at Trail. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Morgan Thomas right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price, Ralph Hayes Toyota.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tiger Town Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tiger Town Graphics in downtown Clemson.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 400 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you have hard-to-shop-for names on your list this year, don't worry. Buff City Soap has you covered. With wonderfully scented plant-based soaps, oils, butters, and more that are handmade daily, you are sure to gift smiles. Buff City Soap has extended holiday shopping hours, grab-and-go pre-packaged gift boxes, and free gift wrapping. Shop Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials. Happy holidays from Buff City Soap.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
AgPro is your home team when it comes to the hard yardage of a John Deere compact tractor is unbeatable, just like the Tigers. With dozens of attachments, you can outfit your team player exactly how you want. We carry additional product lines coupled with knowledgeable and friendly parts, service, and sales staff. Visit your home team John Deere dealer at one of our four South Carolina locations or visit us at agproco.com.
The CDC reports that over one quarter of all Americans have experienced back pain in the past 3 months. I'm Dr. David Maruz, serving South Carolina for over four decades and a proud Clemson dad. Get the advantage that all 32 NFL teams, D1 football teams, and PGA golfers rely upon. Many patients get relief the very same day. Learn how our team can help you with your back pain today. Feel better faster. Call us at 292-6777 or find out more at chiropractorgreenville.com.
Get ready, Tigers. It's time to beat Carolina again. The Blood Connection will be on campus this week for the annual Blood Bowl. A battle to see which school can collect the most units of blood. Donate from Hendricks to Bowman and several spots in between. All donors receive an exclusive Blood Bowl sweatshirt. Support your neighbors and friends when they need it most by donating blood. Bloodmobiles are open daily. To find a donation location, visit thebloodconnection.org/CU Blood Bowl.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson Athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Oh, girl, the same without you.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So I get this text from Morgan last night saying, too early for Christmas intro music, bumper music, question mark. I didn't know we'd get Backstreet Boys or 98 Degrees or whatever that thing was. What was that?
You know it's 98 Degrees.
It's 98 Degrees. Seriously, true story. If you said, Mickey, I will give you $1 million for every member of 98 Degrees you can name.
Ooh.
I would throw out guesses. Justin Timberlake is not 98 Degrees.
No, that was NSYNC.
How about the guy that married Jessica Simpson?
Nick Lachey.
Yes, is he 98 Degrees?
Yes.
$1 million.
You know one. He had a brother.
Mr. Lachey.
I want to say his name was Drew.
Lachey.
Yeah.
$2 million.
I don't know the other guys' names.
Couldn't tell you. But to answer your question, it is not too early for Christmas music. It is too early for 98 Degree Christmas music. Segment two with Mr. Morgan Thomas.
And I appreciate you listening into that. That, by the way, my first job in high school working at Sears, it was during the holiday season. And that was part of the song rotation. but the rotation was really like four songs. I guess they couldn't afford it. They were going out of business, you know?
So, well, they're paying you.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah, the $3 an hour with plus commission, right? And then they would play that song just on repeat. So after a while, you know, it's stuck in your head. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners.
Well, you get two different texts this morning. Number one is boy bands, LOL, can't do it. And then QCT, this explains a lot about QCT. QCT says both 98 Degrees and NSYNC Christmas albums are the goats. The real ones know. That explains all of QCT's football takes for the last 10 years.
I never can predict QCT's responses because.
This explains it all.
I could say, wow, that Will Shipley hurdle was amazing in person.
You know what he said?
And Moffa's he would say, better. Nah.
Moffa's better. QCT, I've known him for a long time. Good dude. Likes to be country at certain times. He believes a lot of stuff he says. Some things he does not, I believe. Including, no one else believes that NSYNC and 98 Degrees Christmas albums are the goats. Come on now. Come on. So y'all will be linked together by 98 Degrees and NSYNC. Anyway, how was your Clemson football weekend?
It was really good. You know, I mentioned about the birthday party and found out that the dad is a Gamecock fan. And that's why he didn't really care about the time, place, and date that he did the birthday party. So, you know, that's when I started rethinking my strategy of not going to the game. And, you know, obviously everybody on the text line was just ragging me. Like, come on, MT. What are you doing? You got to get in the game.
He's catching on. MT's catching on.
It is. I mean, I had people in Twitter, text line, and on my personal text saying, hey, you got to go to the game, man. You're a military guy. You're a veteran. Had a couple people offer me a ticket, one ticket. Then I finally had somebody offer me two tickets, which I needed because it was daddy-daughter day. My wife was in Asheville shopping. So we go to the birthday party. I tell them, I say, hey, I got two tickets.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with shopping the other 355 days a year that Clemson doesn't play football games? I'll talk to your wife.
Yeah.
Man. You got to get the thing done. It's Clemson football.
It's a big point of discussion right now.
It's Christmas shopping? Household.
Christmas shopping.
Well, there's only 90 days left till Christmas. Anyway, I'll have a talk with her.
There's a lot less than that, though. Yeah,
well, I'll have a talk with her.
It's counting down. Thanksgiving.
No, there's plenty of time to go shopping.
Okay, yeah.
All right, anyway.
Black Friday, yeah.
Do continue.
So I decide I'm going to take those tickets that a good friend, Al, gave me. And
Big Al?
Not Big Al. And a friend of the show.
A little loud.
And so I take the tickets and I tell my daughter, I say, we're going, got to get all your purple together. We get our purple together. We go to the birthday party. I say, you're going to stay 45 minutes and we got to get out of here because it's in Fountain Inn. So we get out of there, got about an hour to get there. I get to Clemson in an hour, about 2 o'clock, and the driving range is closed. So I'm like, oh boy, where am I going to park for free? And so I end up parking on the side of the road closer to the three-way stop. And I'm a little bit nervous because it's on the side of the road, you know, with my daughter. Not a big deal if it's just me by myself. But I'm walking, and this guy comes up. I guess they have, you know, these guys taking business in their own hands here, getting golf carts and just driving people to the stadium, to and fro.
You pay for this service?
Yeah, it was like $10. And I said, you know, I wouldn't do it if it was just me, but with my 7-year-old, you know, little legs, I said, let's go. I'll jump in. And it was kind of raining at the time. So
I'm sure these guys are legitimate business guys who, A, have their city license, business permits, and then, B, pay taxes on all that stuff.
I don't know about that. I Venmo'd the gentleman, and he said he also does Panthers games. So, you know, seemed legit to me.
All right.
So
you got there.
He takes me to the stadium. I see a good friend of mine who's tailgating. I go over there, and we just have a great time for about...
What's your time frame here? How you doing on time?
Well, I parked at 2 o'clock, so I got
great
time. Yeah. So, he had some leftover Chick-fil-A, had a little bit of that. And then we go to the stadium and get there, and it's just really, the buildup is to all say just how amazing and thankful that I am for Clemson to honor veterans, being a veteran myself. But, man, my daughter's first game, she loves purple, her favorite color. Everybody's wearing purple. She loved it. We're sitting there, and, it's just so special to me because I get to salute, which, she never knew me as a military person. She never knew me in a uniform. And I'm saluting during the national anthem, and she's like, "Dad, why did you do that? Nobody else did that." She didn't see anybody else around us.
Oh, cool.
And I got to explain to her why I was able to do that, what the meaning behind that was.
Oh, cool.
And then I got to stand during halftime for the Army song. She said, "Dad, why are you doing that? Hey, why are we honoring this guy? Why are we honoring that guy? Why are we doing this?" And, on the outside looking in, you're thinking, she's asking me all these questions. I want to pay attention to the game or whatever. But then I'm like, I'm just so honored because I'm like, ask me more questions about this stuff because I want you to know. I want you to learn about why I did what I did and why they did what they did and why Clemson does what it does. So it was really awesome.
Had you stayed at home, she would have missed all this.
I would have never gotten
it. What a great day, man.
She says, "Dad, I really want to fly over. I'm looking for, helicopters." I said, "I don't know. They'll probably do airplanes, And then they do helicopters. And I'm like, this is amazing. This is so great.
So I was on campus a couple times throughout the week, and including the Wednesday before playing golf, and these three, are those Chinook helicopters?
Yes.
Came over, and they were doing practice runs.
Oh, that's cool.
And so you, even on practice run, you stop what you're doing, and you notice. And it's impressive. There's no doubt about that. And when I saw those guys come over the horizon, I didn't know they were practice runs.
Yeah.
And then when they came over, I was like, oh, my goodness. I saw those guys all week, doing this several times.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Which is really cool. Man, I think that is amazing that Daddy Daughter Day turned it from a Gamecock birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
To a Military Appreciation Day and a history lesson and a Father Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
How cool, man.
It was pretty special, man. And the helicopters, the fire. She said, "Dad, I want fireworks." I said, "You're going to get fireworks, especially if we score."
Oh, yeah.
and the game was a great game overall.
Was she patient through the game and all that?
At first, she didn't want to watch the game, really. She liked the intro. So she did all the intro, and I said, "How did you like running down the hill?" She goes, "Dad, running down the hill was nice, but I really wanted them to play the game."
Nice.
I said, "Was nice." This is one of the best intros in college football, by the way. But okay, just nice. I get it. You don't know what to compare it to. But she enjoyed
it's
that.
It's the greatest intro she's ever seen in college football.
Yes. She's the only one.
So, did she get infiltrated by the negative fan and in the middle of the third quarter say, "Throw the ball, Dabo!"
No, she didn't. She did not.
There, she didn't do that.
The area that I was in, TDH, I think, was amazing, and the fans were great. She really, in the third quarter, I had downloaded Winnie the Pooh on Disney Plus, a couple of Winnie the Pooh stuff, because she's been watching that recently. No more Bluey, Winnie the Pooh now.
And Bluey's great. Winnie the Pooh's better.
And so she started watching that a little bit. I had some noise canceling headphones for her. But then after halftime and all the ceremony and stuff, she goes, "I want to see the game again." And when the big screen said "Get Loud," she would turn around to me and go, "Dad, it's time to get loud."
Oh man, how cool.
And I'm like, yeah. And then when they did the dance off thing, the people behind us took a video of us dancing together. That was pretty cool.
By the way,
Pam and Mark, friends of the show, they listen to Mickey Plyler for the past 10 years.
How about that?
I tell them to text me, and I say, "Text me, and my name is Morgan Thomas." She says, "Morgan Thomas?
MT?
From Thursday mornings?"
Yeah.
So she knew me. And then a guy two seats over says, "Morgan Thomas, Walt's best friend."
There you go.
And I'm like, this is pretty nice. I got to sit with friends of the radio, so it was really cool.
I think that's awesome, man. I think that's really cool. And I know your daughter told your wife about it, and that's had to be really cool.
Oh, yeah. They want to come back.
Get them back. I don't know if you know it or not.
There's another one this weekend.
3:30 this Saturday.
3:30 is actually a really good time.
It is a good time for kids.
Because I got her home. We got home about 8:30-ish, And, you know, that's not too late of a bedtime there. So, all good.
A side note to you. You know the Pooh characters all represent a psychological disorder.
Really?
Pooh has an eating disorder.
Okay.
Piglet is anxiety disorder. Tigger is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Okay.
Eeyore is major depressive disorder.
Okay.
The owl, whatever the owl's name is, he is a narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
The rabbit is obsessive compulsive. And Christopher Robbins is schizophrenia. You know, there's a little story of Christopher Robbins, like who he is and what happened in his past and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I love Winnie the Pooh.
Huh.
Can't beat it, man. Love Winnie the Pooh. Right?
Yeah.
And I use it all the time. I even call people on the text line sometimes. Don't be an Eeyore. Be a Tigger.
Oh, well, Mickey.
I mean, you got a choice in life. You could be Eeyore or you could be Tigger. Now, Eeyore and Tigger didn't have that choice.
We won the game, yeah. But we fumbled three times.
Will Shipley didn't hang on to the ball. I love that, man. I think that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's a great, great day for you folks. I'm glad that I shamed you.
You did.
Into going.
And, you know, first of all, I need tickets. I need to get season tickets. But really, I kind of want season softball tickets, to be honest, whenever they come out.
Yeah.
I'm really eager for that.
Well, your daughter is loving softball.
Oh, yeah. She loves
That's
it.
That's great.
But one thing you need, man, the golf cart. What a lifesaver.
Man, that is.
And the friends that were at the tailgate, they drove me back to my car. So I didn't have to really walk at all. Mm. So it was all good.
Mm, nice. I enjoyed segment two. I'm glad it went well for you.
Yeah, none of the other stuff that I said I was going to talk about, we talked about. So, you know,
it's all, segment three. We got that. We'll take some phone calls and let you chime in on some of that. It'd be great.
I could tell you about the game now.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Let's do that after a short break. And also get caught up on our Mickey P's Elite QB.
Yes, we have to do that. We have to pick who we think is going to have the most passing yards. Last week, we'll get into it after the break. But last week, you did really good.
Thank you very much. Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. So here's, we got yesterday's show. We got Brian from Easley giving us directions about an alternative route in case there is a train coming through. And then two times this week via text messages, someone has said, hey, where's your new studio? And I've said, well, it's down Pendleton Street, and you cross over Fleetwood. And they go, I'm not really all that familiar. And so my question back was, you know where the Patterson Tax Service is? And they went, well, of course. Both of them go, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll go there. We're 1 mile down the road from Patterson Tax Service. 1.1 miles, actually. He's, oh, okay, I got you. So you know you made it big in business when you're the landmark for directions. Right? Patterson Tax Service, since the 70s, I got to go back with Donnie and find out exactly when. These people are amazing. They're doing an awesome job with tax evaluation, tax planning, and filing back taxes and filing extensions and filing amendments and filling out and filing for LLCs, anything that you need there tax purpose-wise, let them take care of it for you. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. It's the Patterson Tax Service. I love my time with them. Love they save my family money at the Patterson Tax Service. Short break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines for the first time on an Adams & Co. Roofing text line right after this.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/enjoy. That's Bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/enjoy.
Welcome your guest into a clean, healthy home this Thanksgiving by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler, you'll get $30 off your next air duct cleaning. Use promo code AIR30 when scheduling online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
It's time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson, across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today. Go Tigers.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Low Country Mail is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Greenville Office Supply is your single source supplier for any type of office products. They've strategically partnered with industry-leading suppliers to ensure delivery across the nation. With thousands of products on hand, they'll get your supplies to you the next day. GOS looks forward to personally packing and delivering your orders with a smile. Skip the trip to the big box stores and shop local. Call GOS today, 864-233-5346.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and save $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Mattresses and bases are in stock for fast delivery. With our Love Your Mattress guarantee, get the lowest price and 120 nights to sleep on it. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Clemson touchdown!
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are once again back inside Memorial Stadium as they host the Miami Hurricanes. With this being the final game in ACC play, the Tigers look to end conference play strong with a win. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 12:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.
My wife is going to be putting up the Christmas tree this Sunday, she says. I always say you wait after Thanksgiving, but you and my wife are on the same page there. Never too early, Mr. Morgan Thomas. Hey, my great friends over at Canty. Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty Foundation Specialist. This company is a fantastic company that we believe in. We know what they're about and what they do and how they do it. The bottom line is that your crawl spaces can be encapsulated. Your foundation can work amazing for you, or any concrete stuff, concrete issues you might have. So PolyLevel is a simple and cost efficient way to take care of it. Take care of any of your concrete issues you might have. So you don't have mud jacking. You don't have the traditional replacement costs that might come through this. This is what they really excel at. The main thing I can tell you about all those issues you might have is that Canty can permanently repair any issues you might have. Permanently repair for sure. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I yield to people smarter than me and more qualified than me. There is a psychological issue that happens when you play Christmas music too soon. And Dr. Milt Louder of Amplos.com says, no Christmas music before Thanksgiving. Come on. That is from Dr. Louder. So I don't want to be in therapy later on and go, well, when did it all start? I went, well, Morgan, on November the 17th, started playing Christmas music. Hmm. That's from the trained professional.
Also, I mean, yeah. Doesn't he technically want you in the office? Because that's
no, he wants you healthy. Here. No, he wants you healthy. I know that. My good friend Susan says, yeah, go Meredith, putting our tree up this Sunday too. Oh, man.
It's time, man.
Come on, man.
All the marketing is done for Black Friday. It really was done a couple weeks ago, but, you know, it is time. Shopping is here. What is the one meal or the one item of food that you are looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving the most? Is it the turkey? My wife made the turkey.
Yeah.
Woo! We got one last minute at Publix, fresh. Like they were going to throw them away.
So you waited.
Yeah, we waited, not knowing, because we were novices at this. And it turned out to be the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
I like the fried turkey. I like that.
Yeah, you put it in the thing.
To me, I like the turkey sandwiches the next day, the white meat on white bread with mayonnaise and pepper and maybe a little tomato on there. Maybe I like that better.
The day after turkey
day after
sandwich?
Turkey sandwich, yeah.
Okay, that's really good. Now, my wife loves dressing. Good southern dressing.
Okay, this is my wife's philosophy on that. And I agree with her. Now, I'm going to be the get off my lawn guy here. You know how I talk about how if cornhole was so good, you play it every weekend. That cornhole is the most overrated thing that happens at tailgates. And if cornhole was so great, why don't you do it more often? And we don't. My wife makes a great point. If Thanksgiving food was so good, why wouldn't I have it once a year? Name the other times that you have stuffing or dressing.
What? I'm not getting the logic on this.
Do y'all have it often at your house?
No, but
your wife loves it. Why don't you have it more often?
Because it's like Thanksgiving. It's like the time of year. Like, waiting is part of the joy.
Do you go back and watch Clemson's national championship replays?
Not the ones they lost.
How about the ones they won?
Sometimes.
Because it's good, right?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have dressing more often?
You know, I should.
Because it's not that good.
Oh, come on. It's kind of probably fattening, but probably not good for your dad bod. But it's good.
If it was good, you'd eat it more often.
I mean, I like black-eyed peas and collard greens, but I don't eat it every single day.
Peas more than once a year. You eat collard greens more than once a year.
I definitely do at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I like Thanksgiving. It's my wife's favorite holiday, she says. So we're looking forward to it. Be a good time, family, all that.
By the way, I have Clemson cornhole boards. Never use them.
Never use them.
I said, babe, maybe,
never use them.
Maybe I could take these out of the garage and put a TV up because I have them hung up on the wall.
Yeah.
She goes, no, they're Clemson Tiger paws. Let's leave them up because they're decorations now.
Yeah, that's what they are.
And I said, okay, but you know, we don't ever use them. No, 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 we'll use them at Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? We don't use them 30, you know, 300 day other days, you know. I don't get it.
Nope. Because it's not a good thing to do. It's not fun. Nobody thinks cornhole's fun.
Well, you got to have two people, you know, they both got to be into it. They got to have some sort of coordination, which is, you know, to me is kind of difficult. I could not. You know what? You know what's even worse than my accuracy in cornhole? Coach pitching softball.
That's tough.
Man, and with all the mamas looking at you.
It's your fault.
Woo! Let me tell you, if they don't get a home run, it's your fault.
It is your fault.
Especially in coach pitch. So I don't do it. I have tried it a few times, and I have actually hit batters. So I'm that bad. So I can't be trusted.
You can't do it. You can't do it for sure. I have our text messages are flying in now. Everybody says,
because you're talking about because you don't eat Thanksgiving food multiple times a year, it's not good. That doesn't, no.
Is life short?
Well, yeah.
Well, then why would you not eat more of the things you like more often?
You know, you're right. I mean, I should have turkey more often.
You should eat turkey more often.
I mean, I do eat turkey, actually, but not Thanksgiving-style turkey.
Why not?
Well, I guess it just takes some time to prepare, you know?
Or it's not as good as you say it is.
Oh, no, 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 no.
All right, I have an interesting Georgia take from a Georgia fan, and I want to answer this. I got to find it, man. Our text line, our Adams & Co. roofing text line is just flying right now.
Yeah, I can't even find it really
because, man, we had 100 texts in the last 2 minutes about Thanksgiving. So.
But I want to tell you my favorite dish.
All right, tell me.
And it hasn't always been the way. I usually have been a dressing guy, but my stepmom's green bean casserole.
Oh, I love green bean casserole. I love green bean casserole.
Get slap your grandma.
Get those crunchy onions in there.
Wow, it is good.
Little dried, crunchy stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the crunchies. Good. Oh, yeah.
My grandma used to make these fantastic, like, candied yams. They're just, oh, man, that's so good. So good. Macaroni and cheese. See, macaroni and cheese you have maybe 20 times a year.
Yeah, I mean, and it's you know why? It's a dish at Chick-fil-A.
Because it's good. Maybe it's, you have once because.
Maybe it's because there's not a legit fast food Thanksgiving place. We need to start this.
That's a good point.
Because really it's all about convenience for the American consumer.
Well, the other thing is that you go out of business because people realize, I don't know, man, I don't want to have dressing anymore. It just doesn't seem all that good to me.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep for the next 16 hours.
You know, yeah, that's true.
Tired.
Yeah, that's very true.
We need to do our Elite QB Challenge.
Tell me about what happened last week.
So last week, you just went off. When I say you, I mean Drake May. You picked Drake May, 448 yards passing. The highest pick of the season after 11 weeks, Mickey, you landed. He wasn't the highest in the week, by the way. Somebody else beat him out, had more than 448 yards passing. But if you're not familiar with the challenge, because we don't do it very often because we forget, basically we try to pick what quarterback we think this week is going to have the most passing yards. Nothing else, just passing yards. I was up over 400 yards on Mickey, but after week 11, I'm only up now 287 yards. I have 3,277 yards, which would put me fifth in the country. And you have 2,990 yards, which would put you 10th in the country if you were a quarterback. But last week, you had Drake May. I had Sam Hartman. May went 448. Hartman went 320. And so you beat me by 128 yards. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On picking the best passer. Now, for me, I'm going to go with a guy that I haven't picked all year, because I know it'd be easy to pick those passers that we've gone to the well on, if you will. Hartman, May, Dugan, Hooker, Penix, those guys, right? Those legit guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Holton Ahlers from ECU.
Yeah.
Plays Houston. Now, I'm hoping for another 77-63 game against Houston. Houston's given up 303 yards passing.
So you're on ECU. We got to get top of the hour break. I'll announce mine. Also want to talk about the Georgia Techs, all to do when you come back, hour number two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.